This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
The final decade of the last century saw a dramatic increase in the number of Americans with type 2 diabetes, and there's no indication that this trend is slowing down. About 5,000 new cases of diabetes are being diagnosed each day. The vast majority are type 2, or what used to be called adult onset diabetes. Increases among people in their 30s, African Americans, Hispanic, and other minorities are even higher. And whether you call a 30% rise in epidemic or just alarming or dramatic, Dr. Frank Vinokur, who directs the diabetes program at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, suggests the trend may not be getting the attention it's due.
If this rise were happening in an infectious disease category, such as tuberculosis or some type of SARS or things like that, I suspect that there will be a fairly dramatic reaction by the people.
The increase in these numbers is on a parallel course with the increase in overweight and obesity in the United States. Dr. Vinokur says it used to be that people with type 2 diabetes were in their 50s and 60s. Now kids at 12, 13, and 14 are being diagnosed with it and have a much longer time to live with the risk factors like damage to nerves, eyes, the heart, kidneys, and blood vessels.
It's not that we see type 2 diabetes in kids and then 2 or 3 years later see obesity. Then it would be hard to know what's the chicken and what's the egg. But in fact, in almost all cases, you see the obesity preceding type 2 diabetes in children and adults by anywhere from 3 to 5 years.
In addition to getting more active, is there a best diet to lose weight, say a low-fat or a low-carbohydrate diet, or something in between?
The most important issue is how many calories you take in and how many you burn up, if you will. And it does not appear from scientific studies that any one diet has dramatic advantages over any other kind of diet.
Next time on Temple View, we'll look at ongoing research motivated by how type 2 diabetes has trickled down to the young. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News.